Brahmachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrāda Gacharja Astotara Pratasi Srimad Hez Bhavange Sabhe Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrāda Gacharja Astotara Pratasi Srimad Hez Bhavange Sabhe Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Kuri Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharja Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Imsa Gahosa Kisa Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vedikradhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakti Vedanta Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gogovana Shamgadi Radha Kundigiri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Vrindamathura Dhamma Ki Jai Sri Mayapurnavdi Dhamma Ki Jai Sri Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai Sri Nudhorka Dhamma Ki Jai Sri Sri Gornita Ki Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai Sri Sri Rukmini Dharkadish Ki Jai Sri Granthrashimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauran. Nama Om Vishnu Padai Krishna Padastai Vudre, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vicharani Vishesha Shinjavari Vastachari Satarini Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the sixth canto, chapter 2, text number 7, entitled Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Please repeat. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janma koti Anghasam api yad vyajahara vivasho nama sasti ayanam hare ayam hi krita nirvesho ayam hi krita nirvesho Janma kojangha sangapi. Janma kojangha sangapi. Yadva jahara vivasho. Yadva jahara vivasho. Nama swastaya nanghare. Nama sastayanam hare Ayam hi krita nirvesho Janma kotyangha sangapi Yadvyajahara nirvivaso Nama sastayanam hare Ayam hi krita nirvesho api vyajahara vivasho nama sastayanam hare Ayam hi kritta nirvesho Janma kutanga sangapi Yadyajahara vibhashu Nama sastayanam hare Ayam hi kritta nirvesho Janma kotyangha sangapi Yadya jahara vivasho Nama sastayanam hare Ladies Ayam hi kritta nirvesho Janma kutanga sangapi Yadyajahara vibhasho Nama sastayanam hare Ayam hi kritta nirvesho Janma kutanga sangapi Yadyajahara vibhasho Nama sastayanam hare Ayam hi kritta nirvesho Janma kutanga sangapi Yadyajahara vivasho Nama sastayanam hare I am this person, Ajamil. He, indeed, Krita Nirvesha, has undergone all kinds of atonement. Janma, of births, Koti, of millions, Anghasang, for the sinful activities, Api, even, Yat, because, Vyajahara, He has chanted, Vivasha, in a helpless condition, Nama, the holy name, Sastiayanam, the means of liberation, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Ajamil has already atoned for all of his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. Please repeat, Ajamil has already atoned for all of his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense. And therefore, he is now pure and eligible for liberation. Purport. The Yamadutas had considered only the external situation of Ajamil. Since he was extremely sinful throughout his life, they thought he should be taken to Yamaraj and did not know that he had become free from the reactions of all his sins. The Vishnudutas therefore instructed that because he had chanted the four syllables of the name Narayan at the time of his death, He was freed from all sinful reactions. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from the Smriti Shastra. Namno hi yavati shakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam patiki nara. Simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. From the Brihad Vishnu Purana. Avashenapi yannamni kirtite sarvapatakai puma vimuchyate sadya singha trastair mrigaiva. If one chants the holy name of the Lord, even in a helpless condition or without desiring to do so, all the reactions of his sinful life depart, just as when a lion roars, all these small animals flee in fear. That is from the Garuda Purana. Sakrid uscharitam jena hari ityakshara dhayam badha parikkarasthena mokshaya gamanang prati. By once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of the two syllables Hari, one guarantees his path to liberation, from the Skanda Purana. These are some of the reasons why the Vishnu Dutas objected to the Yamadutas taking Ajamil to the court of Yamaraj. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshu Mimitam Jena Tasmai Sigur Vinama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Vedamayam Dadati Shavadam Pikam Gam Guru Deva Chavam Pangam Nangai Tigrim Yargi Padam Bande Sigurum Dinatarnam. Translation again. Ajamil had already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. So, Lord Chaitanya explains in the Shikshastika, Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktish tatapitani amatak smarini nakalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdam durdayam idrisham ihajani nanuragaha. That, O my Lord, your holy name alone can render benediction to all living beings, all benediction to living beings. And we're seeing it practically in this example of Ajamil. What to speak of Kali Yuga in general, that so many unqualified persons are getting an opportunity to hear the holy name. And even sometimes they have the privilege of joining the Sankirtan party. And experience the special benediction that the Lord has invested in his holy name. Krishna is so merciful, the Lord is so merciful, that he's invested all of his transcendental, in these transcendental names, he's invested all of his transcendental energies. And to make it even easier, he has many, what is it, hundreds and millions of names, like Krishna and Govinda. Just in case you're not attracted to Krishna, you may be attracted to Govinda or some other transcendental name. And to increase the mercy, the Lord has made himself easily approachable, even though you know, we ourselves may not be interested. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj comments that the conditioned souls have made up their minds not to hear anything, not to hear any Krishna katha. And just like the devotees sometimes have to become resolute in their determination for devotional service, the materialists, the non-devotees, conditioned souls who are struggling in this material world, they're resolute in their purpose not to hear anything about Krishna. And they'll do anything to avoid it. But, and again, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj gives the example of the cow. How sometimes it may have an eating disorder, and you mix mustard cake with a little bit of salt in its feed, and it, in other words, you spice it up a little bit, and the cow then eats. So similarly, sometimes the presentation of Krishna consciousness has to be spiced up a little bit. That the kirtan should not be dry or unauthorized, he comments. It's like the kirtan we have in the morning. It's full of ecstasy. And it's according to the acharyas as they've given it to us. So it becomes ecstatic that even a person who's determined that I don't want to hear this, or I don't want to get involved, they become just naturally attracted. Just like the other day, we went to the flea market, and Leela and Loka were chanting so nicely. It was a nice background, and it actually sort of muffled the crummy Christmas carols that were being played, which were really depressing. But it was a nice, it created a nice sort of a bubble around the devotees that you could feel yourself insulated from all the goings-ons. People were engaging in so many different activities, whatever. But you could feel an insulation from the from all of the outside influences, energies. And then as soon as you walked away, you could feel yourself at a certain point when you couldn't hear the holy name anymore, you could all of a sudden feel how the material energy was creeping in. And sometimes there would be some a fortunate person who could, who was pious enough, who could come in closer to the kirtan party, because everyone was engaged in kirtan. Either it was distributing books and preaching to someone, or chanting, or even honoring prasadam. That's also part of the kirtan, to honor the prasadam. And if someone was fortunate enough to come into the circle, they immediately, you could see how they became transformed. They wanted to. They were outside standing, looking, and sometimes tapping their feet or joking with each other, but couldn't sometimes get in closer. So sometimes the kirtan party has to become very lively and refreshing, and it'll attract those conditioned souls who may be pious enough. Or sometimes there has to be a little bit of shock treatment. Just like here, John Mule also had some shock treatment. He had to deal with the Yamadutas. So sometimes also we have to engage in a little bit of shock treatment. I noticed that we had a nice changing bodies display. And people would walk by, and they would look, and you could immediately use it as a tool to begin preaching to them, "Where are you on this display?" And it would actually be nice if we had a butcher and that karma display. That would also be a great tool for some or other encouraging or bringing in those persons who are just there on the edge of a spiritual life and who need a little bit of encouragement. And if they engage in that chanting, then it's the most glorious thing. Aho bhata sapacho tagariyan yas jiva grevartate nabhatubhyam. Certainly those who engage in this chanting process are most glorious. And this is the point that the Vishnudutas are making to the Yamadutas, that despite all of his sinful activities, his whole life was engaged in, we've heard over and over how he engaged in so many terrible acts. In comparison, were much more fallen than Ajamil. But because he chanted the holy name of the Lord, he's considered glorious. Because anyone who's chanted the holy name of the Lord, they must have performed all sorts of austerity, performed all sorts of sacrifices. People are engaging in so many austerities, so many sacrifices. For what? Just simply to exist. Just to survive. But one who engages in sacrifice for the Lord or austerities for the Lord, just like we're asked every day to engage in the sacrifice of coming to Mangalartik or the austerity of rising early. It's a sacrifice, certainly. It's an austerity. But because it's being done for the Lord, it becomes very glorious. So one certainly must have performed so many austerities and so many sacrifices and is developing the good qualities, good manners of the Aryans, or those who are spiritually minded. One has to have automatically these things they develop. It's not that we strive separately. Ajamil was not exhibiting very good manners, but because he had engaged in the chanting of the Lord's name, again, all of his sinful reactions were atoned for, and he was again reinstated, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Apichadra charo bhajanti mamananya bhak. Again, one becomes reinstated simply by taking up this process of Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So he again became qualified. So one who engages in these in this chanting process must have done some austerity, some sort of tapasya, sacrifice, developed good qualities, good manners. Must have bathed in holy places. Well, again, all of these are pious activities which are meant to make one more eligible for devotional service. Must have studied the Vedic literatures. Even if born in a low family, Sopacha, dog eaters, even if one has taken such a birth, it's not that Ajamil was, he was very Brahminical in his early life, and his family, of course, was very Brahminical. But as we've heard, due to bad association, he lost all of these good qualities, all of these advantages, pious credits. But because he was able to chant the holy name of the Lord in a helpless state, he again became qualified. What to speak of us in the Kali Yuga, who are engaging in unmentionable activities. How, by engaging in the Sankirtan process, chanting of the holy names, one can again get that second chance, as we heard yesterday so nicely from Mukunda Dutt. How he also, Jamil is getting a second chance, but we're also getting that second chance, that opportunity for getting out of this struggle of a material life and make a good use of this material body. And again, be given the opportunity for devotional service. And that devotional service, it's described later on by Yamaraj to the Yamadutas. When he begins to instruct them, he tells them that a devotional service, beginning with chanting of the holy name, is the ultimate religious principle. One can engage in all sorts of other pious or atonement or sacrifices, etc. But the highest is to engage in devotional service. And that devotional service begins by chanting the holy name. So one, we can't stress it enough how important it is for one to become attached to this Hari Katha, this chanting of the holy name. It's so important. He again tells them, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalam Angasang. He says that this chanting can uproot the greatest sins. Again, unmentionable things that people are engaged in this present day and age. All of these things can be nullified if one sincerely, devotedly engages in chanting the holy name. All of these things can be uprooted. Therefore, it's the most auspicious. It's the most auspicious thing one can do. There's no other. We can do so many things, build or construct, or we can perform whatever austerities privately. But the most important thing one can do is engage in devotional service in this process of Hari Kirtan. It's the most auspicious. And because it's the most auspicious, one should, my dear King, take it very seriously. We should also take it very seriously. Jamil, he got quite serious after his experience. So sometimes there has to be that sort of a shock treatment. But before that happens to us, we need to become, or at least I know, speaking for myself when I say we, have to become very serious. As Lord Chaitanya recommends, one should chant loudly and with attachment. And when you chant loudly with attachment, that drives away the inertia and the worldly ills and disturbances that are always afflicting us. If one chants loudly and with attachment, it drives away all of these obstacles that are there in experiencing Krishna consciousness and experiencing the holy name. Actually, later on, Yamaraj explains to the Yamadutas who they should bring. He explains to them that they should bring those who have not tasted the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. Okay, you've made a mistake here. This Ajamil he's been rectified by the holy name. But still, there are some persons out there that need to be dealt with. So leave the devotees alone, those who have chanted the holy name of the Lord, but bring me those persons who have not tasted the nectar of the honey of the lotus feet of the Lord. And he gives a whole description of who he should bring. Those who do not associate with Paramahansas. Those who are averse to associating with the devotees, the Paramahansas, the exalted, the liberated souls. Instead, they're interested in associating with worldly-minded persons. Or who are attached to family life, whose only business is to become very comfortable in this world. Let me work very hard day and night, make my bank balance and my name and fame in this material world, or my family quota, or whose tongues do not chant your holy name. There are those such persons. Srila Prabhupada, in one a lecture or discussion with some Swedish person, it was a tape I heard the other day, Prabhupada was talking, giving that famous example of how we asked them to chant, and in response they say, "No, I can't because I." We just asked them to say Hare Krishna, just two words, but then they have to answer using 10 or 15 words. And he went on and on like this. It was just over and over, and the way Srila Prabhupada presented it was just so right on and amusing. But the fact is that those who do not chant the holy name of the Lord, they're meant to be, they deserve to be brought before Yamaraj and answer for it. Or whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of the Lord even once. Just see what sort of, how merciful the devotees are in that they're going out and whether it's in dhoti or in Western clothing or whatever, chanting, distributing prasadam or distributing literature and giving that conditioned soul an opportunity, even just once, one single opportunity to remember Krishna. How merciful they are. How merciful they are that they're able, that they're willing to go and do that. It's quite a an incredible thing, actually. We may take it, again, not very, oh, it's okay, it's I'm just out here, or they're just out there. No. Here, Yamaraj points out that that whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of the Lord even once. If we can some or other get them to remember the Lord just once within their heart, it's such a profound thing. It's so important. Or bow their heads once. I remember when I first came to the a temple years ago in Denver. The first thing I did when I came to the temple was there was a devotee there. His name was Virchandra. And when we walked into the front door, the first thing he said when we walked inside the temple room, which was divided by a wall from the front entrance, there's a wall there, and then you go past the wall and then you're inside the sanctuary. The first thing he did was he bowed, and I didn't know what to do, and he just sort of signaled me, and that's the first thing I did. So maybe there's a chance here for me, because here, bow their head once, at least once, or do not perform their duties toward Vishnu. Of course, most people don't know what their duties toward Vishnu are, but again, that is the devotee or the purpose of the Sankirtan party. Not only to distribute literature, because we can distribute literatures mechanically like anything, but our business is to be available to explain to them what that literature is all about or what this philosophy is all about, to be there. It's like one gentleman came up when we were at the flea market, and he stood there in front of the changing bodies, and he was listening to the kirtan. He was an older gentleman, and I walked up to him, and the first thing he said was, you know, I really like this. And we started talking a little bit about Krishna consciousness, and just very casual conversation. It wasn't anything heavy, but I just wanted to initially just feel the gentleman out. And he started saying this thing and that thing about how he lives with his wife, and they've always been attracted to this concept. They've heard of it, and the more we talked, the more he began to open up, and that he was a vegetarian. He was older man, and then when I gave him the Bhagavad Gita, and we started talking about how the goal of human life is just that, to become God conscious, and to spread that. He really appreciated it, and we talked a little bit further, and he gave a donation for the books that he received and left, and then came back a couple minutes later, and he said, let me tell you one quick little story. In the 1800s, when the Salvation Army was established, it was a big deal. And the founder was to go and give a presentation before a large assembly of officials and people and this and that. And it was quite a big hullabaloo. They were all gathering, and they were anxiously waiting, and turns out he got sick and he couldn't go to it. So fortunately, they had the telegraph service, and he sent a telegram to the assembly, and everybody was, oh wow, this is so-and-so is going to speak. We're going to hear what he has to say about Salvation Army and what its purpose is and what it's going to do. And so the person gets the notice, and he's there before the assembly, and he's looking at it, and he doesn't say anything for about 5 or 10 minutes. And people are just wondering what's going on. What does it say? And then finally the person said, there's only one word on this telegram. It says others. So what do we learn from that? That really it's all about helping others. That's our purpose. As members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, our business is helping others. We're not here to take care of ourselves or in this and that in so many different ways, but we're here for others. And that is the Sankirtan movement. And that is the example that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, that Srila Prabhupada. And that's our business. We're here to be available to explain to these conditioned souls what real spiritual life is all about, what Krishna consciousness is all about, and make them available or make them eligible. Make them eligible to enter into the Sankirtan party. So, and there, are there any questions or comments? Such to Narva?
Expecting to hear something deep and profound. Philosophical, profound. He says, if there is a war, what do we do? He says, chant Hare Krishna.
That's
all?
What it's all about.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. And actually, there's a very nice, there's one pandit who, during Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's time, questioned him, well, why are you always just chanting? Right, he was a pandit. He was wondering, what is the reason? Why are you just always chanting? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave the example that, well, it's just like a child. When he starts out, he's doing his ABCs. Right, he studies his ABCs, 1, 2, 3, etc. And later on, he may be also doing ABC in algebra. And the grandmother, she asks, or she observes that, why are you just doing your ABCs? She doesn't recognize that actually it's higher, it's been elevated. ABCs are also there in algebra, as well as mathematics, geometry, trigonometry, calculus, etc. It's higher. In other words, it's the common person may not recognize it, but chanting is like that. Well, why are you just always chanting? Well, actually, what is the example given, that it's the means for the ends, to achieve the ends. Right? Our goal is we're chanting so that we can learn how to chant. We're practicing Krishna consciousness so we can learn how to really practice Krishna consciousness and live like we should be living, humans. We never tire of it. Just like, again, he gives the example, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gives the example that just like a parent never tires of calling their children's names. You never tire of it. Sometimes you do, actually. It's maybe you get tired of in the material sense, but really you never tire of it. Why? Because there's some love there, and the materialists, the conditioned souls, they just don't realize that. But our duty is to explain that. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.